On this Trinity Sunday, we adore the one true God. What is the most basic teaching of the Christian faith? What is the most central teaching of Catholicism? Surely it must be the mystery of the Holy Trinity. It is the origin of everything, and from it all teachings depend. And of the 7+ billion people on planet Earth, the majority do believe in God, but not in a triune God. That is, the Muslims profess belief in a monotheistic deity, but it is not the Trinity. They lack revelation. What is the Trinity? Well, in short, it is the revealed truth, the unveiled truth from heaven to earth, that God is one in nature and three in persons. Why do we believe this? Because Jesus taught it, and Jesus is God, and God cannot lie. But be warned, what you see or hear is not what you always get. Many people believe in Jesus. Many acknowledge his actual existence in time and place, but not all hold that he is God. As a result, they are not Christians. Periodically, a Jehovah Witness will door-knock you, and they do that very well. They believe in only one God, Yahweh, in the old Semitic or Aramaic language, Jehovah in English, and Jehovah they witness to. They hold that Jesus isn't God, but a type of supreme being, and they argue that. Another American religious group that are common and that do not also are the Mormons. They acknowledge the existence of Jesus, but Jesus is one of many gods. He's not the Son of God equal to the Father. So neither Jehovah Witness or Mormons are Christians. We need to be faithful to Christ and the fullness of revelation. Therefore, let us put this all together. Think of a jigsaw puzzle depicting the mystery of the Blessed Trinity. And each piece is a doctrinal segment needing to be inserted to give you a true image of God. And then realize it is only an image. And the fullness of this mystery, the Trinity, is beyond us while we are on earth. And this mystery, this image, the Church took many centuries, in fact, 6 church councils, to sort out the teachings. Notice, too, that this teaching is unique to us Christians and was provided, as I said, by the Church, drawing from Scripture and tradition. Indeed, the word Trinity is not even in the Bible, yet all Christians profess it. And even our Protestant brethren, when they teach on the Trinity, unwittingly draw from Catholic Church teaching on this subject matter. I suppose the best thing for us to do on this feast day of the Trinity is to leave the Church with very clear mindset. Socrates, a Greek philosopher and very wise thinker, said we need to always have clarity in thought. When he was debating, he would spend 80% of his time sorting out what do you mean by that word, what do I mean by this word, so that we gel on basic terms. And the two key words in the Trinity are nature and person. Those are the two words you need to go out of this church with in your mind to make sense of this mystery. God is a person, not people. The latter is a collective noun and not singular. The notion of person is individual and unique. Thus, in God, there are not 3 parts or faces, but 3 distinct persons, and we know their names. The person refers to who someone is, while their nature is what they are. These two terms are related, but separate. The nature of something is what makes it be what it is. For example, you may have a dog or a bird at home. A dog barks, a bird flies, according to their nature. A pen, its nature is to write. A USB stick, its nature is to hold digital information. So nature and person are words that are often mixed up and confused. Keep them separate, and it makes much more sense. The person refers to who someone is, the nature to what they are. Now link these two words to the word substance, because a substance always bears a nature. There is one substance in God, three persons, and later on we'll say in the Greek, consubstantial, because all three persons partake of the same substance. They don't share the same substance in the sense that there are three faces connected to it, but each are equally divine. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit all partake of the deity. One good way to explain this to people is to use chemistry. Water, its chemical substance or equation is H2O. We all know that. Water, H2O. Two hydrogen molecules and oxygen linked together. And water, in its one substantial form, can come in three manners. Liquid rain. We've had plenty of rain, thanks be to God, recently. Gas or steam coming out from your kettle. And solid ice in your fridge. Liquid, gas and solid. Rain, steam and ice. The three manifestations of water are vastly different, yet it's the same substance, the same H2O. So also in the persons of God, there are three distinct persons, yet their substance is the same. The nature of God is deity or the Godhead. The Trinity, however, is more just words put together. It's more than mere knowledge. For the Trinity is the manifestation of God in the world itself. And as a manifestation or revelation, we know that God ultimately is love. That's what St. John wrote, the beloved disciple, regarding heaven and our destiny, that God is love awaiting us. And love is giving of self to the other. The Father gave himself to the Son. The Son gave himself to the Father. The Son returns to the Father. And both, Father and Son, send us the Holy Spirit. One person who realized that in a very practical way was St. Philip Neri. His anniversary is this week, and he's known as the Cheerful Saint. He transmitted his love within to manifest joy without. An Italian mystic of the 16th century, born in the beautiful city Florence in 1515. From a very early age, he showed impulsiveness and spontaneity in everything he did. His father, however, was not very financially stable, and so at a young age he was sent off to his cousin to work for him. And he'd sneak away and pray at different times. He had a great desire to spend time with God in prayer. Eventually he had moved to Rome, and after work would go to the catacombs of St. Sebastian and there adore God in prayer. During one of such occasions, he felt the presence of the Holy Spirit overwhelm him in a Pentecostal manner, like the first Pentecost, and God filled him with almost a ball of love within. That changed his life completely. This experience gave him so much energy to serve God that he left his work and began working in hospitals for the incurables, visiting the sick. And wherever he went, he would speak to others about God, from beggars to bankers. Eventually, the contagious, cheerful outlook of Philip Neri infected others in a healthy manner. And he gathered around him, as a priest, other like-minded souls, and formed a fraternity called the Oratory. It still exists today. In fact, Blessed Cardinal Newman became a member of the Oratory in London. And of recent times, an Oratory has been set up in Brisbane, not so far from here. An Oratory is simply a place of prayer where people come and connect with God and download not just the mysteries of the faith, but the presence of God within, that therefore brings joy without. We pray on this feast day, therefore, the Holy Trinity, that the Spirit of Philip Neri, the Spirit of God, may make itself manifest in all our lives. And it all begins with prayer. And let us therefore say on this day the prayer that reflects our belief in that Trinity. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.